Governor Kevin Stitt appears to be the first U.S. governor to contract COVID-19. Stitt announced Wednesday morning he tested positive for the coronavirus on Tuesday. Stitt was among more than 1,000 new cases reported Wednesday. He is in isolation, and while his only symptom so far is achiness, 663 Oklahomans are currently hospitalized with the illness, a new record for the state. Stitt says despite surging statistics, Oklahoma does not need to pull back on reopening.
When you slow things back down, all you're doing is delaying and flatten the curve. If we've already flattened the curve to build capacity, that was our whole goal. And so at this point, it's way, way premature to think about slowing down or backing up a phase.
The test result has not changed Stitt's perspective on issuing a statewide mask requirement either. Stitt says his main concerns with requiring face coverings are infringing on Oklahomans' freedom and that a mandate would be difficult to enforce.
Are we going to put people in jail? What if the mask falls underneath somebody's nose? What if it was not the mask that you expected them to wear? They needed an N95 and they didn't have an N95. So you just open up a big can of worms. This is a personal responsibility.
Stitt got his test result hours after participating in a meeting with other state officials while not wearing a mask. He also visited a Tulsa Vietnamese restaurant last week that is temporarily closing to test staff and disinfect the restaurant. Stitt says his wife, Sarah, and their six kids have tested negative. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.